say before we talk to our next guest that already I'm feeling guilty.
Is this a confession? Do you have a confession you'd like to make?
A little bit.
What is it?
We love the Happy Lobster truck, the food truck that comes to Pioneer Court.
Delicious. So
good. Although, ever since we professed our love, it doesn't come anymore.
I noticed that, too. That's strange.
I know.
I don't know why that happened, but it did.
And it's $17 for a lobster roll.
Worth every penny.
Which I said, I never.
Yes.
That's what I said originally.
Yes.
And you were getting them frequently.
When I was in Maine last week, where the going rate on lobster rolls is between $19 and $22, so somehow magically they have all this lobster flown out here, and it's less, and it's fresh and delicious. So
it's
I don't know
unbelievable,
how they do it.
But you talked me into trying it, and I said, okay, one time $17 is not going to hurt me.
Right.
I would eat it every day if
it
was
there.
It's
that good, isn't it?
And my wife does not give me a $20 allowance like yours does every day.
I'm left with virtually nothing. That's how good this is. I'm left with virtually nothing for the rest of the day, and I don't care.
Okay, but that said, don't you feel completely guilty prior to talking to this man we're going to talk to?
Very guilty.
I know.
Extremely guilty.
William, we are so sorry.
Hey.
Please absolve us of our sins, William Reed. Please.
I wish I could, but I'm not a priest.
Oh, all right. That's fair.
The guilt is there, but, you know, I'm not advocating anyone do what I've done. You know, I admit this is kind of a crazy experiment.
Well, let's explain what exactly this is. The reason we're bringing up the fact that Wendy and I, not always, but sometimes we'll spend that much on lunch, $17, is you, Sir William Reed, you spend $2.75 a year on food. How in the world is that possible?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, over the last year, I've actually spent $0. So
how much?
Zero.
$0.
Oh,
yeah. So I get my food is food waste, and I'm happy to tell you a little more about what that looks like. But the $2.75, what happened was over a year ago, I was shooting a film in Deal Island, Maryland, which is basically the middle of nowhere, and I couldn't get my hands on food waste, and so I spent $5.50 on the closest thing they had to food, which was a giant bag of Chex Mix and a protein bar.
It's tasty, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tasty. The funny thing is, you know, I wouldn't really call it real food, but the food that I'm getting from the dumpster, we're talking about, you know, basically anything you could imagine, and it's fresh and organic, and it's still in packaging. It's not scraps. This is the real deal.
Well, why is it in a dumpster then? And that's what you're referring to as food waste when restaurants or grocery stores, what, when it hits the expiration date and they toss it? What? I don't get it.
So this is crazy. This is actually a big research project for me. It's related to a thesis film I'm working on, but there's a whole lot of reasons. So one, it could be approaching an expiration date, and they throw it out before it reaches. Now, one thing that you have to realize is expiration dates aren't actually regulated by the federal government. The only expiration dates that are regulated are for infant formula or baby food. And that's not even a food safety thing. The concern there is that the nutritional content of the food will decline with time. So we'll throw it out because it approaches that. Or sometimes I'll find things that have an expiration date a year in the future. And the reason they've thrown it out is maybe they had too much food shipped and they don't have space for it.
Or how wasteful is that?
Packaging. Yes, absolutely. It's insane. And a lot of these places don't donate food. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, have this conception that, misconception that the reason that the food isn't donated is that they might get sued. Well, in actuality, in 1996, Bill Clinton signed into law the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act, which protects them from liability except in cases of absolute gross negligence. So there's really no excuse for this food to not be getting to people who need it.
All right. I am shocked to hear that, first of all, that there is that much. You hear someone dumpster diving or eating food waste, you're thinking of, you know, someone who is walking home with their leftovers and they left it in the car all night and they're like, oh, I don't need it, I'm going to dump it out. Mm-hmm. Or a half-eaten yeah. piece of pizza. But some of these foods are still completely sealed?
I would say, you know, I know how to get food that is half eaten. I could do that, but, you know, I'm a picky eater. I'm eating stuff that's still sealed, still in its packaging, still good. If you want some fun, like, numbers, daily we're talking about 300 million pounds just in the United States. Now, if you do the numbers and the math on that, which I've done.
Wait, 300 million pounds of what? I'm sorry.
Discarded food.
Of food.
Okay.
Discarded food, yes. This is the equivalent of 523 Titanics per year, 1,526,459 VW bugs per month.
Yeah.
Or 452,830,189 McDoubles per day.
So why are people starving?
Why are people starving in the U.S.?
Yeah.
And in the world in general, this is a great question. But the same distribution problem that creates food deserts in the United States, where the urban poor don't have access to healthy food, is the same. That same distribution problem is what results in wealthy neighborhoods having troves of food to throw out. And, you know, just about any grocery store that you go behind, if it has an accessible dumpster, I can almost guarantee you that you will find something of value. And there's a big chance that you'll find a whole lot of things of value.
So, William, you must have a fairly regular schedule where you know what grocery stores are throwing out, what types of food at what times, what restaurants are throwing out, what types of food at what times. Is that how you operate, just on that sort of a schedule?
So I do have a schedule in mind. I live in Washington, D.C. I know where to get basically whatever I want anywhere in town. But it just so and you're right, you know, you sort of get familiar with what times they're going to be throwing out so you can grab it while it's still fresh. But I happen to live in an area in D.C. It's called Van Ness. It's kind of sort of a well-to-do area.
Yeah.
And there are four dumpsters just down the street from me, and I'll go there maybe anywhere from once a week to four times a week at the appropriate time, and I'll haul enough food out sometimes to feed myself, my friends, my wife, you know, or to just feed myself and my wife for a few weeks.
Right.
You know, it's really not difficult.
And they're okay with it? The establishments, they're fine with this?
Yeah,
huh?
Is there a trespassing charge or something that they could...
That's a great question. So dumpster diving, with the exception of areas that have these crazy city ordinances, is entirely legal. You only get into a problem when you're talking about trespassing. So the dumpsters that I go to are dumpsters that are in public alleyways. As long as that dumpster is on, quote, public property, you're fine. Yeah.
What a story. Hold on, William, just a second, because we have to run a break, but we want to hear more. William Reed is here. Usually, William spends $2.75 a year on food. This year, however, 0.00 on food, not spending a penny on food so far this year. That's amazing.
That's unbelievable, William. Hang on. We'll continue this.
Yeah, more in a moment. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. That was a great sell, by the way, Wendy. Great sell.
Thank you.
We're talking to William Reed. William normally spends, and when you hear this, you'll think, oh, that's a typo. But it's not a typo. William normally spends on average of $2.75 a year on food. This year, he has not spent a penny on food. It seems impossible, but it's working for him. He has a website you may want to visit, williamreedstudio.com. Reed is spelled R-E-I-D, williamreedstudio.com. William, don't you kind of miss the sensation, though, of just going into a restaurant and order? I know it's a little costly, but to just sit in a restaurant and order whatever you want and have them bring it to the table, don't you miss that a little bit?
I do miss that. I do miss that. Now, here's the thing. I would say it is definitely the exception. 99% of my food comes from the dumpster. Now, there's like 1% of the time where my wife or my aunt-in-law really wants to go out to eat, and so they'll treat me. But that is such a rare occurrence. I totally miss it. I do miss that. But, you know, we'll cook meals at the house and, you know, get to eat at a table. But, sure. Yeah, it's not the same as having a waiter come up. That's true.
So when you get your food in your dumpster, or a dumpster, I should say, you don't have your own personal one, do you bring it home and prepare it? What do you do with it? Or just eat it right there?
You know, I've done all of these things. I have eaten food while standing inside of a dumpster. That has definitely happened. I also will take the food home and prepare it. So I've done both. Eating on the spot is fun. It kind of feels adventurous. You know, you're standing there in a place where you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, but it stinks.
You're enjoying a great meal.
William, it stinks, especially in the summer, and part of the taste sensation is the, you know, through your sense of smell.
So this is the funny misconception. Like, there are dumpsters out there that smell. But, you know, if somebody is dumpster diving and they're going to a dumpster that smells and stuff, what I would tell them is they're going to the wrong dumpster.
Good advice.
There are definitely dumpsters out there that do not smell, that have good food. You know, the places I go to, a lot of this is food that is still in the original cardboard box from shipping. It's not even, the tape hasn't even been cut. When you cut it open, then inside, you know, maybe there are dozens and dozens of containers full of eggs, you know, stuff that hasn't even been in contact with anything from the dumpster. Now, obviously, you're not going to eat a raw egg at the dumpster, but
right.
That's the sort of thing, you know. Those dumpsters tend to not be smelly, not to be messy, and those dumpsters definitely exist. There's a real problem here.
What about food, though, that needs to be refrigerated? You wouldn't know if it's something's been out in a dumpster and it needs refrigeration, how long it's been away from that, would you?
So, you know, you can always go by the temperature, feeling the food. A lot of this food, when I get it, it's still cold.
Yeah.
You know, as I've sort of become familiar with my neighborhood, I know when to go when they're throwing their food out. And then in addition, you know, I actually teach classes about food waste. Something I always stress is, you know, the human body is evolved really to handle just about anything. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm eating gross and unhealthy food. I'm just saying that, you know, as long as you cook stuff and you wash it and you're, you know, following those sort of food,
it should be okay. You've never gotten sick, though, right? You've never had food poisoning? No? Oh, good. That's great.
And the reality is the food I'm eating today is better than what I ate previously.
Wow.
I used to do the ramen noodle, enriched bread, peanut butter sandwiches sort of thing. This is a lot better than that.
Sure.
So look at you. You actually eat healthy out of, you know, food waste. And
right.
Tell us a little about this film you're doing, and I'm hoping you use this film to blow the lid off of all this waste that's going on and to help supplement some of the kids that go to bed hungry every night in this country and around the world.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm trying to do. Food waste is a really complicated issue. Once you start looking at it, there's actually a quote I really love. Pull on a carrot and you find it's attached to the rest of the world. This food waste problem, it's connected with childhood obesity. It's connected with people not being fed, going bed to hungry. It's connected with consumer culture. There are so many things that are related here. So this film, I'm doing it it's my graduate thesis. If people want to learn more about it, right now they can go to facebook.com/trashempirefilm. And here in the next few weeks, I'll start posting segments of the film. Essentially, what I'm doing is twofold. I've got sort of a video journal about, you know, what it's like for me trying to survive off of waste. So, you know, what food am I eating? What am I eating on a daily basis? And at the same time, I'm also going and talking to all sorts of interesting people. Because of the absurdity of my experiment, I've managed to get a lot of access to a lot of really key figures, both in industry and in government, who you know, sort of have a stake in this problem. And I'm trying to paint a full picture of what is driving the waste and frankly, what we can do about it and how we can make sure that kids aren't going to bed hungry in the richest nation on earth.
That's excellent. And I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you've thought of this. But if this works with food, why wouldn't it work with clothing and other things, right? You could probably find perfectly good clothes the same way.
Yes. And you know what? I do all the time. In my bathroom right now, this is wild. I have probably about 40 rolls of toilet paper still in the original packaging. Guess what? I found it in the dumpster. I really have no explanation for this. I didn't know toilet paper expired at all.
Who throws out toilet paper, man? You're always needing to run to 7-Eleven.
Last year's model. I don't need this anymore.
Exactly. Well, you know, there are all sorts of crazy things you can find in the dumpster that aren't food related that are still in the packaging. I remember at a particular pharmacy, which shall go unnamed, they had thrown out a bunch of vibrators still in their original packaging. Now, obviously, you wouldn't want to use vibrator, but these were things that were in the dumpster in the original packaging. I have no explanation for the waste. It's wild.
I hope you found batteries with them. Hey, William.
I think they were USB rechargeable.
All right, great. William, give us your Facebook address again.
Sure. It is facebook.com/trashempirefilm. So there's not a whole lot there yet, but I do expect to start putting sequences there. You guys mentioned my address earlier for paintings. My undergraduate degree is actually in studio art, which is great. There are other websites for the film that are linked to in the Facebook as well. I honestly don't remember what their addresses are offhand.
We'll look for those, but facebook.com/trashempirefilm. And keep us posted when that movie comes out. I gotta ask you, how much do you weigh? Are you really thin?
Wendy asked all of our guests that,
no,
William.
I don't
feel
but
bad.
There, a listener actually texted.
I actually weigh about 150 pounds. I am a thin person by nature. I've always been thin, and it's just kind of who I am.
Sure.
But it's definitely not for lack of eating a ton.
Well, good to know. William, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Take care, William. Good
pleasure.
Luck with everything.
All right, guys.
That's William Reed. Spends less than $3 a year on food. It's amazing. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Ryan has in the news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.